Alan.
You're all right, mate. Right, lads. I was going to bring that up, Paul. I read that blog earlier on.
Yeah.
About that. So, but...
What do you think? Realistic or not? Because once Villa fans... I mean, once football fans, not just Villa fans, once you get in there, then Liverpool at home, you want to be in there sitting down, mate, or standing up, don't you, watching it?
It's half empty at the moment anyway, mate, so it don't really make any difference, does it?
Well, it'd be a bigger crowd for Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. Half of them would be Liverpool fans, mate. Trust me. You know. But, message for Rigo. Rigo, you'll get that bottle of whiskey, yeah, if you ask him two questions for me. There we go.
What are the two questions?
Why is that Gabby captain?
Why is Gabby captain?
And why is he in the team?
Okay, why is Gabby captain and why is he in the team? Those questions from Alan in that, but he said, Alan, where are you on the confidence scale of Villa staying up? Villa will be a Premier League team next season. Where are you?
70-30. I don't think we will. I really don't.
Hang on. Are you 70-30 on the fact that they won't be staying up?
Yeah, so we won't be staying up.
Right, so you're only 30% confident that they'll be a Premier League team next season?
Yes. I've had enough, mate. Listen, I'm not a rich man. I'm not a poor man. I spend £2,000 a year following Villa home and away. Saturdays for me was the last straw, mate. I'm not going Saturday. I'm going to two more home games this season. That'll be Chelsea and the West Brom game. And that's it. I've had enough. I've lost it, Paul. They've lost me. They've lost a couple of people that I sit with as well. They've had enough. They won't be renewing. We're not going to go to the games until there's something happens drastic at that club. Right. It's more easy to find who killed Lucy Bill than what's going on behind the scenes at Villa Park. Do you know what I mean?
Well, Carlos Gil, they brought in for £3 million. I mean, we've said already tonight, he's only 22. You can't expect miracles from him. It's a start. At least they're spending money. But other clubs, I mean, Kramaric at £9 million going to Leicester. Palace have signed Sonogo on loan from Arsenal. I mean, no fee there, but obviously, there'll be some sort of fee for the loan for the remainder of the season. But is that enough? And
no.
But they're clearly backing Paul Lambert still, aren't they?
Well, that just tells you he's not going to go. He's not going anywhere quick, is he?
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's not going to go anywhere, is he? They're not going to sack him because they wouldn't give him the £3.2 million to spend. But I've never heard of his Carlos Gil, to be perfectly honest with you. But look, he scored five goals in 64 games for Elche. Do you know what I mean? Where I think Sanchez come from Elche, didn't he, as well?
Yeah.
Didn't he? So we're shopping in lower Spanish leagues now, are we? In lower clubs in the Spanish league. I don't know. You've got to give the bloke a chance. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know anything about him. But if you're not scoring goals, what do, Paul? You buy a striker, don't you? Right.
Well, you find a system and a way of playing that will create chances and create goals. You could have, at the moment, you could have three strikers up there and you still wouldn't score because the way you're playing, it's so slow. There's no real tempo. And it's too easy for teams to play against Villa. And whether it'll come good or not, in terms of the change of style, more possession, I don't know. I mean, from what I'm seeing at the moment, they've got a really good chance of going down, unless suddenly he finds the magic formula very quickly.
You look and say, I'm looking at the teams that are down there. Right, Cuca, I think Cuca are good, so they can't whiff it away from home for Toffee, can they?
Well, Tony Fernandez as well is having to deal with a major air disaster at the moment with Air Asia, so that's put a dampener on any maybe transfer activity that he would have to deal with at Queen's Park Rangers, so they could be in a spot of bother. But, I mean, Palace, they're bringing a few in. Burnley are obviously going to hold on to Danny Ings, but Leicester are spending money to stay in the league, so it's a real old dogfight.
I think, I think us and West Brom are in it big time, up to our knees, I tell you. I know West Brom have bought Tony Pulis in, do you know what? It will change anything, but do you know what? He ain't going to buy any midfielders, he'll just lump it forward, won't he? He will. Aim for a big man, there we go, off Berahino, and try and get a few goals that way.
Well, it can be quite effective. Al, thank you.